Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. And guess what? I'm looking for volunteers to join me in this journey. So, you know, and all of you who have been joining me for the last couple of Sundays, and all the new listeners as well, you know, I always open my program with a prayer, so this will be no different. So we're going to bring on prayer time, okay? So let's get started here for prayer time, all right? All right, let's get started. Father, Mother God, we give praise and we give gratitude for this wonderful and most marvelous day. We thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity to come together on another Sunday to be able to do and bring the message that needed to be heard. So I said, thank you, God, for the divine blessing that you're opening up. And I thank you, God, for all that is coming through this day. I thank you, God, that you will use me as a vessel to be able to bring forth and do what it is that I need to do in order to be able to raise the vibration up to the point where it needs to be. So we say, thank you, God, that you will allow this energy to come through and that you will allow us to be able to do as we need to do in order to make the show work perfectly as it divinely do. I give you precious thanks and gratitude for all these wonderful listeners out there. Put them in your white light of protection and protect them from all that is. And thank you, God, for allowing them to come back this week. All the old ones who made it from week to week, I say thank you for coming back. I thank you for being here, and I thank you for being part of the show. And I thank you for allowing yourself to take part, and I'm just so grateful, and I don't take it for granted that you showed up, and I thank God for bringing you, because apparently there's a message here for you today, as well as for me to give it to you. There's a message for you to be able to be heard for you. So I say thank you, God, and I ask you, God, to remove me out of the way and allow your energy, the well, your source to flow into me and to become that which I need to become and to do that which I need to do. So I say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're gonna get started here for another wonderful and marvelous Sunday. And I'm telling you guys, this is a great and wild time. And I'm welcoming all of my old listeners. I thank you for coming back. And I thank all of my new listeners for coming on to hang out with me today. I'm so grateful for you. I see a few of the new listeners jumping in, and that's a marvelous and wonderful thing. I love my old listeners, but I really love my new listeners, because my new listeners usually become my old listeners too. So that's a great thing. Every time I see someone new come on the line, it makes me feel really, really good and really great about what's taking place here, because I know that the word is getting out. Well, today I am broadcasting from at least sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And guys, you know what? I don't know where you're at in the country, but you know that we are having a wild weather shift here. The temperature 3 days ago was 109 degrees, and today it was in the 70s. Did you hear what I said? 109 degrees, and now it's in the 70s. So do you think that maybe something is really going on with this global warming thing? Could it be possible that this could all be true? I think so. I think there's something going on, and we really need to pay attention to it. You know, this is a good listen. Good listener. You hear all these people, these politicians that say there's no global warming, nothing going on to that. But that's all about the finances. They don't want to do what is needed to be able to reduce the greenhouse in their factories and stuff. So they're saying there's nothing to it. But this is a good lesson for everybody. Don't believe everything you heard. Okay? Because that's a challenge going on, along with a lot of other things that's going on right about now. But we're going to move forward. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this show, to help to raise the consciousness and mental aspect and spiritual aspect in this time, because we need it, beloved ones. These are challenging days, and we need to be in high frequency. We need to stay in high frequency. So I'm going to do my part as much as I can to try to keep you there and try to do all we can do to stay in high frequency so we can deal with this stuff going on on the planet right now. Not only happening here in America, but it's happening all over. But we're getting a double dose right here in America today. So So we're going to do what we need to do in order to keep our vibration high and to rise above all the petty and small-minded thinking elements and the, you know, dark forces that's coming to and trying to work its way through. But we're going to be okay. Now, all of you who are old with me, know that one thing I do, I recap, because I don't know who missed last week and who wasn't on last week. A lot of times I can tell who's calling because I can usually see the call, but for people online, and I know there's hundreds of you that come online, so I can't tell who you are. So you might have missed the show, but I want you just to recap with you, because each show kind of builds into the next show. You know, and it's really, really important that you have an idea of what I talked about last week, and all that, so you can stay in tune to what's going on this week, okay? Last week we did a show on what is your purpose? Beloved ones, you know what? After doing that show, I talked to many people, and many people talked to me, and you have no idea how many people have no clue about why they're here. They don't even have a clue what they're doing here and what's the purpose at all. I'm telling you, if you're under 50, then I can sort of understand that you're going through the trials and tribulations of life, and you ain't totally figured it all out yet. Now I understand, because up to my 50th, it was kind of challenging for me also. Okay, so I understand you trying to figure it out, and there. But your purpose is already there, even well before you 50. Some people come into it early and know and figure it out and just go and do it. My brother was like that. My brother was 18 years old, 19 years old. This young cat boy, he knew he wanted to be a minister. And at 18 years old, he dedicated his whole life to being a minister, went to ministry school, did the whole thing. And now he's a minister, doing really good, got a really large congregation back east. So he's doing well, and he knew. Everybody don't know that. And now I'm telling you, for you guys under 50, I understand. But you people over 50, I don't understand it. I can't understand it. You know, I would say shame on you, but I won't say that. I won't say shame on you. But I will say, you have to, every day from this day forward, beloved one, you have to not waste any more time not knowing what you need to do. You need to sit down and figure out what's your passion, what's your purpose, why are you here? Because, hey, once you get to that goal of point of 50, hey, a lot of times there's less time in front than there's time in the back. And if you come here and you ain't discovering yourself and doing what you need to do, then you created a problem for yourself. So, and a problem for the universe as well, because we all come here connectively to do some things, and I'm going to explain that more to you as we go through the show. So, don't waste any more time, beloved one. Get to where you need to do in order to be able to know what you need to do so you can move your life, so you can get unstuck. Stop running around in a circle like a chicken with its head cut off. And that's what a lot of you are doing, running around like chickens with their head cut off. Don't know what to do, go here, go yonder, and still haven't figured out enough. I mean, yeah, a lot of you doing good in this financial world and in the financial things. I mean, you know, but you still ain't figured out what the heck is really going on otherwise. You just it hasn't come to a clue, nothing or whatever you're doing. But anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox for a minute. But there are at least three reasons why you showed up here on planet Earth at this time, okay? And the number one reason is you're working on your spiritual evolution, beloved ones. You are working on your spiritual evolution. So when you finally make your ascension, and that is essentially mean when you leave the planet and you go and be with the Godhead, you don't have to come back no more and go through this cycle of birth and rebirth and cycle of birth and rebirth. So you are working to the point where so you can get yourself aligned that when you leave, you go straight, your spirit goes straight to the Godhead, that you go and mingle right in the Godhead, and you're there, and that's where you need to be, and you come back. Only if you choose to come back. If you come back, a lot of the souls will come back to do special work on the planet and do what they need to do, but you don't have to make that choice. Once you ascend and you do it and you get to where you do it, you don't have to come back. You don't have to come back, beloved one. Isn't that a great and wonderful thing that you don't have to come back and keep repeating this cycle unless you choose to? And I said, many spirits do choose to come back. because they come to do work. And thank God that they do, because they come back to help make a difference, because they realize a lot of folks here are not doing their part, so they make sure they come back. Okay. Second, a lot of you souls have been here many times. I can't tell you how many times some of you reincarnated, including myself. Some of you reincarnated over 1,000 times. Some of you have been here hundreds of times. Some of you, maybe not so many, but many of you have been here and lived many of lifetimes. And during those lifetimes, you have accumulated a lot of karma. You have accumulated a lot of built-up things going on in your system and your spiritual world. And so each time that you decide to come back here, you come back with the anticipation of clearing that stuff up. Now, some of us are working on karma from 10 years back. So that means you got a lot of stuff going on. So if you find yourself in some heavy situations and dealing with some very heavy things, it could be from the fact that you are still trying to clear up stuff from 10 years, 15, 20 reincarnations back, okay? And you didn't do what you're supposed to do, so you came back and had to keep on doing it until you straightened up and got it together to do what you need to do. So it is important, beloved ones, that you work on getting what you need to do as an individual straight as well, because every time you come in and work on you as an individual, that gets you closer to the ascension. And that is the key. That's the goal. That's why we come, so we can refine ourselves to be able to ascend and not have to come back through this whole process again. And so that's important. So I want you to continue to work on that, discover, you know, what you're working on. And usually the things that are giving you most challenging, whether it's relationships, whether it's an illness, whether it's a work-related situation, something is going on in somewhere where you are current over some past karma for some things that have to be worked through, and you need to do what you need to do in order to get there, okay? Now, the next thing is that we all came here, and we are involved in collective consciousness. This is where all the human souls have decided, those who have decided to come to planet Earth on this journey, okay, because, hey, this ain't the only solar system, and this ain't the only place that our souls go and be a part of. But if you decide to come back here on planet Earth, you're part of the collective consciousness that's here now. So if as part of this collective consciousness, you came here to play a role in the overall wellness of the whole planet. You have a work to do on the planet. So, beloved, when you don't do your work, you become part of the chaos, honestly, because each one of us have a assigned job. So if you don't do your assigned job, the planet don't go as smooth as it should go. So we can look around us today and see what's going on, and that tells you there's a lot of people not figuring out what they're supposed to do. And on the collective consciously, I'm not even talking about the individual, I'm talking about the collective consciously to help bring more harmony, more peace, and more love. You definitely come here to bring love. You came here to serve humanity in some kind of way. For all those who are serving and doing, all the people who are, you know, healers and in the health field doing what they need to do, beautiful. I'm so happy for you that you are finding out where you need to be at and you're doing what you need to do. Those who give of themselves on all levels are doing what they need to do collectively to make the planet better. So thank God for you who have made the decision to be healers, to be, you know, anything dealing with healing the human body, whether it's in the hospitals, whether it's praying and laying on hands, whether it's working in the mission, doing whatever you're doing to help humanity. Thank God for you, because you are working on your collective consciously. You just got to make sure that you work on your individual conscious in your individual journey as well. But that's why the collective consciousness that you're working on. And so, when one of us fail to do what we need to do in the collective consciousness, it affects each one of us, because it makes all of our jobs harder to be able to do it when people are not doing what they're supposed to do to be able to bring peace, joy, and love and happiness to the planet. So it's really, really important that you do what we need to do in order to make that right. Now, also discuss with you And I've told you several times that you chose your parents, and your parents did not choose you. And, you know, it really drives me up the wall when I heard young folks talking about what their mama and daddy didn't do for them and what they did. They didn't make their life perfect, and they didn't do all this kind of stuff. Hey, your mama and your daddy didn't have to do a darn thing. They didn't even have to bring you here. You know, so you should be grateful and thankful for them every second of the day that they decide to sacrifice their physical bodies, especially the ladies, sacrifice their physical bodies to bring you into this earth realm, and then to give you the nourishing that you needed in order to be a young kid and be able to have love and compassion. Think, you know what, if you really thought about it and you really understand that you chose your parents, every time you see your mama, you should kiss and hug her, because you know that she's a special and quality individual that sacrificed her life to make sure that you will. And most parents, moms especially, and dads too, have gone beyond the part of just taking care of you when you were young. A lot of you are still being taken care of by your parents, and you grown folks. And you should be in the situation where you're helping your parents. You run around acting crazy and doing crazy stuff that causing your parents stress and unnecessary deal. It doesn't make sense because you chose them. So that's the deal. But we also know that some of these parents, some of you were chosen and your parents say that they would do certain things for you, and some of them failed too. You know, some of the parents failed, and that's life. They failed. So, hey, you suffered a little bit, but guess what? You knew what was coming. You already chose it. So don't be angry. Just because your parents may have left you when you was one, you two, three, whatever, hey, you needed that kind of environment. I know it for myself. My mom sent me to be with my grandmother when I was 2 years old. And I thought it was devastating even at a young age, but God knows being with grandma was the deal that made me who I am today. I would not even be sitting here having this show with you on spirituality and whatnot for my grandmother. So where you find yourself at a certain situation in your life is for your good. So be grateful. Don't worry about it, especially now. Let it go if you still hold on to stuff. And I tell people that follow your passion. If you're not sure about what you should be doing, follow your passion. Whatever you are passionate about, you are eventually going to find your purpose. If you stay with your passion, you're going to eventually find your purpose. Now, guys, you know what? I knew that I came here to be a minister when I was 18 years old. But did I do it? No. But I knew I had a passion and love for the word, and I knew it was down there. And that passion kept being watered. Even though I was out in the street acting a fool, doing crazy stuff, there was my praying grandmother and praying mother there by that kept me in track and kept me there where I had time to water my passion. So this is what you're experiencing here. What I'm experiencing right now is because of someone else's praying and the watering of my passion is staying focused on what it is that I really, really wanted. And as I got older, it became so strong and so powerful that I had to do it. I had no choice but to do it. It wouldn't let me go. I had to stay with it and make it happen. So that's good, and I'm glad it did. I'm glad I didn't get no rest. Because I'm happy and glad, and I finally found my purpose through doing this spiritual work. So I'm grateful. So that's good. So guys, have you missed last week's show? Go back and listen to the show, because there's a whole lot about purpose, and I'm not gonna spend all this show trying to catch you up on what it is. All you gotta do is go back and listen to the archive show. So let's get on with today's show, because it's a great thing. It's a good show. Do positive thinking really work? You hear what I said? Do positive thinking really work? Just, hey guys, how many times have you been told, think positive and everything will work out? Everything be okay. All you got to do is just think positive about the situation and everything going to solve itself. The problem going to go away and there ain't going to be no more issue because you're being positive about it and you're working through it. Well, guess what? Sometimes we look up 2-3 weeks ahead, you know, after that process and realize that the problem didn't go anywhere. Actuality, sometimes the problem got even worse. Although you were thinking and hoping and having high expectations for it to go away, It got worse. It did not solve itself. The problem actually got worse, okay? Now, beloved ones, let me just say to you that I am not in no way saying that positive thinking is not important. Positive thinking is absolutely important. It is so much better than negative thinking by all circumstances. We definitely don't want to get into negative thinking. But I'm sharing with you today because positive thinking is the beginning of the process of manifesting. That is only the beginning. It's the beginning of where you need to do. Beloved ones, like, I'm 66 years old, and I'm 5'10", and I always wanted to be 6'5". You know, that was something that I wanted to be, and I was hoping I'd be there. But now, do you believe that if I keep telling myself I'm going to be 6'5" at my age and tell myself that I'm going to soon grow into that, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to me if I keep saying that I want to be 6'5" at this point, and I keep holding and looking positive and say, okay, I'm going to be that. You know what? I'm not even going to answer that because I wanted you to have that thought in your mind. What would happen with that? Because you pretty much know what the deal is going to be, right? 5'10" there. They say, you think I'm going to grow 7-8 more inches? Okay, I'll let you think about that. But that's good. So there's many people who teach and talk about positive thinking as if it was the end. They tell you their books are written about it. Hey, just think positive, man. Everything's going to be good. You know, if you're positive, everything's going to work out fine. Well, being positive don't necessarily work out fine because there's a whole lot more to it. Like I said, being positive is the beginning process of what you need in your manifestation. Positive thinking do give you a clear picture of what you want to keep focused on your mind. And it helps you stay focused on your goals. That is one good benefit of having a positive mind, that it helps bring a clear picture to what you want and help keep you on your mind. But a positive thinking alone will not bring you your desires, beloved one. I am so sorry to disappoint you I can tell you just to think positive, you're going to get everything you want. Each one of your goals and desires, beloved one, each one of your positive thoughts have to have an emotional connection. Other words, beloved one, you got to have feeling with your thoughts. It is not the thoughts that brings the process and bring the man. It's the feeling with them that brings the energy. That's what it is, the feeling. Your feeling world is so much more powerful than your thought world. Because, see, there's so many of you that are that deep down inside of you don't even believe that you deserve to have certain things in your life. That's because of your emotional world, and in your feeling world, you're feeling like you are not deserving of these things that you think that you want on your conscious level. And so when your feeling world is telling you you don't deserve it, then guess what? The universe is not going to give it to you. I don't care how much you say or you think that you're going to have it. Your feeling world is controlling the energy. Your feeling world controls the ability of what goes in your subconscious mind. So it is about your feelings, beloved one. If you're going to tend to anything, then tend to your feeling. When you do something and something happens, see how you feel about it, not what you're saying about it. See what your gut feeling is down inside of you when you make a decision to do something. Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? Does it make you feel not the kind of person you want to be? Because if you're feeling any indifference, then you're going to have problems. Your feeling world is there. And there are so many things already in your feeling world that has been placed in your feeling world by others. Other people have put things in your feeling world that's controlling you today. So unfair, but it's just the reality of it is. Your feeling, your parents, your teachers, your friends, people who put you down because of certain things, made you feel bad of who you were. Sometimes even the churches had a tendency to press people and put people down. So many people have came into your life that have put you down and made you feel you were not worthy. You were not worthy to be a good mom. You wasn't worthy to be a good something this, good that. And people kept telling you that you were not worthy to be the best that you could be. And guess what? You bought into it. You bought into it. Because, see, the conscious mind is the filter to all those things. So what you put in your conscious mind gets filtered into your subconscious mind. So a lot of things that got dumped into us was from the conscious mind into the subconscious mind. And guess what? That negative program is still playing on. It is still going on. I don't care if you were 10 years old. You're still having that negative program going on inside of you and making you feel less worthy of what you need to be and how you need to be and what you need to have in order to be able to get to the next level. So we got to get down to reprogramming and get that old stuff out, because guess what? It is going to control you forever. Forever, beloved one, until you leave the planet, if you're not able to do that. We're going to talk about some other things that, for you who have rise above certain these things, how you can rise above those things too. But for the meanwhile, your subconscious mind, like I said, just keeps these things and you keep these things going on inside of you. And many of you don't have the discipline to do what it takes to get this stuff out of your subconscious mind. In other words, you procrastinate a lot. You do things, you may know what you need to do, but you don't do them because you keep on doing it, and you keep on doing it. And I know that you do, because I can see even some of my own personal, I see the same thing showing up in their lives, and I know that if they were doing something different, it wouldn't keep showing up in the matter that it shows up. So I know they may be trying and they're struggling, but this stuff that's down inside of them is so deep, that they got to really put a lot of energy and effort into it. You know, I'm not saying they're not struggling trying to do it, but sometimes it's just some of us got to do a whole lot more work than others have to do. I'm one of them myself. I got to work hard to be able to do what I got stuff, because I put in a lot of stuff, a lot of garbage, and a lot of stuff I created with negative energy, being out in the world, being hustling, and going through the whole process. When I created a lot of karma, beloved one, but I work very hard on myself to be able to get to the point where I can rise above those things and allow those things not to control me and to be able to work on my subconscious mind. But you know what? Although I know that you may not be doing everything, I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to keep encouraging, keep speaking, keep moving forward to get you to the point where you're ready to take on the next level in your life, and that you're ready to move forth and do things that are for your highest good. And I know that if you visually keep listening, sooner or later, there's something wonderful and something marvelous going to happen for you. And I know it's going to happen for you. I'm well aware that it's going to happen for you. So I say thank you. Keep listening, and sooner or later, you're going to have a breakthrough. And I know you're going to have a breakthrough, because I've seen it happen too many times. There's something about persistence that overcomes resistance, okay? So, guys, you have to do that. But now we're going to talk about how to reprogram your subconscious mind. Now, I have done many shows on this, and I'm not going to try to go through every detail of how to overcome your subconscious locks and unlock yourself subconsciously. I would highly suggest to you guys that you go back and listen to some of the other shows. I've done shows on subconscious mind, power of the mind, faith, and a lot of things into the use of your subconscious mind. So, and all these shows are already archived. You can go back and listen to it. But I'm going to highlight a few things that I think is going to make a difference in trying to get you unlocked so you can start moving forward. Beloved ones, I want to see you happy. I want to see you whole. I want to see you well. And I want to see you moving in the right direction. I do not want to see you spending your life spinning around in circles like a chicken with your head cut off. I don't want to see that. So that is one of the reasons why I'm doing what I do, so I can make sure that you, beloved ones, will always be in place to do what you need to do. Okay, so I do not want you to feel in any way left out, any way not there. I'm here to help take you to the next level, help push you. And every time that I encourage one of you guys to do something special for yourself, guess what? I get encouraged too. So it's, you know, hey, I do it for both of us. I do it for all of us. So when me encouraging you encourages me. So it's a life lesson goes around. But the power of the subconscious mind is It's really, really good. Now, what I have found, one of the most positive ways to positive, you hear me use that word positive ways to remove the blocks out of your subconscious mind is through the power of affirmations. Now, if any of you out there are not familiar with affirmations, then that is the use of verbal sayings that are used in order to get into and to affect your subconscious mind, your subconscious thinking. I think most of the people probably listening to this show are well aware of what affirmations are and how they work. But I want to be able to share with you how really to get the max out of your affirmations, because I know we're doing them, but we're not getting what we need to get out of them all the time. The key to doing affirmations, beloved one, is emotions. You have to have emotions and feeling in your affirmations. You cannot just half-heartedly say your affirmation. You cannot just say, I am happy, I am whole, I am well. You have to use it. I'm happy, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm happy, I'm whole, I'm well. You have to put feeling into your affirmations. You have to make them make them work, make them really feel as if it's working the way that you want it to work. I do one that, and I guess my neighbors say, what's going on there with it? What's going on with this? I say, I am. I know I am a mighty money magnet. I am. I know I'm a mighty money magnet. You see, because I want that feeling to go down into that subconscious mind where things start happening, beloved one. And I know that I have to put that emotional feeling and connection there in order for it to get to where I need to be. So when you do your affirmation, put feelings to them. Okay, just don't just read it like you're reading out of a book. Just learn to feel what you're doing. Now, you have to be willing to take the time to do your affirmations. I got some friends of mine that do their affirmation. They do it consistently, and they put in the time. Guys, you know that in a 20-minute period, you can do probably well over 1,000 affirmations in a 20-minute period of time. If you sit down and commit to doing your affirmations, you can get it in. And you have to commit to doing them. You have to commit to doing them. And so you can begin to take back control of your life. Because for many of you, you're not ready for the next level of doing things, but you can do the affirmation. You can do the affirmation. You can take control of what is showing up in your life and how you're showing up. If you just sit there and take 20, 30 minutes out of your day and do affirmation. Is that too much? Is that too much to ask of you? Take 20 or 30 minutes out of your life, out of your day, to change the destiny of your life where you can have a better life for the rest of your life? Are you kidding me? 20 to 30 minutes? That is nothing to take out. Actually, in reality, beloved ones, I do an hour and a half meditation in the morning and in the evening. Okay, so for you to take 20 to 30 minutes out of your schedule during the daytime, and whether you want to break it up how you want to do it, to do affirmations, that's beautiful. A lot of you are doing even more. And I say, God bless to you. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Because, you know, affirmations are like a drop of water that falls on a brick. Now, if one drop of water falls on a brick long enough, do you know it will put a hole in a brick? A cinder block brick, a full brick, if a drop of water is allowed to drop every day, several times a day, on that brick, it would eventually put a hole in that brick. I can't tell you how long it's going to take, beloved one, but I do know that it will happen and it will come to fruition, that this will work, okay? So that's important to do that. Take your time, do that, okay? Another really powerful technique I find is called mirroring. This is when you see yourself at doing what it is that you want to do. When you are able to experience yourself doing what you want to do. Let's say, for instance, you wanted a new car. You want a new car. So what you're going to do? You need to go to the dealership and drive a new car. You need to go and test drive a new car. You need to go get the new car smell. You need to go and look at the car. You need to go to feel the car. And you need to drive the car. You need to drive it because you now want to get it into your subconscious mind that this is what you want. Yeah, you know what's even better? Take a friend, so he could take a picture of you driving the car, not just sitting in the car. Take a picture of you driving the car, okay? And so you would now begin to feel that that car is part of you. Begin, and you, too, it is your job to see yourself in the car. See yourself being part of that car. See that car in your driveway. See it there. Know that it is yours, okay? Claim it and do it. So take a picture of the car and look at it constantly. I mean, don't just peep on it every now look at it whenever you get an opportunity. Oh, this is my car. I see it. It's in my driveway. It's my car. I know I'm being it. I know I'm here. Boy, my car smells good. Boy, my car looks good. Boy, I'm enjoying this new car. See your new car, guys. See it. Bring it into you. Bring it to position. Manifest it. Bring it on in. You can do it. You can do it. Now, let's say if you want a new home. Okay. Hey, if you want a new house, start going to open houses. You know, they got them around the city all the time, every city. They're on a Sunday or Saturday, they have an open house going on somewhere. Hey, you ain't got to be there. I ain't tell you to get ready to go buy it. I'm just saying go into it to visit it so you can see yourself in it, okay? Go in there, look in the closet, open the closet, and just see yourself. See your clothes in the closet. See your clothes. You say, okay, well, that's where my shoes going to be. This is where I'm going to put my dresses. This is where my pants going to be. This is where my shoes. And I'm going to be able to put my new sofa over here. This new sofa I'm getting a new leather sofa, and that's going to be right there. And see yourself inside of that house. See yourself there, okay? Be there. Do it consistently. Take pictures in the house. You know, people don't care. Take pictures in the house because you the agent wants you to claim the house too, probably more than you want to claim it. So you want to take pictures in the house, and also post those pictures. I would say post the pictures and see those pictures as well. Start seeing the things that you want in your mind's eye, beloved one. Start using, because this is help erasing the old program that's in your subconscious mind, because none of you more like going to spend thousands of dollars to go see a psychologist or go see a hypnotherapist to remove these things out. But so you have to replace them with new and more dynamic and exciting thoughts, where these new thoughts will become more powerful than the old thoughts that's been controlling you. Okay? Let's say for instance, you want a new relationship. Okay? You want a new relationship. You've been hanging out all alone by yourself, and now you want love in your life, or you want to have a companionship, you want to have somebody to be, then you have to go hang out and be associate with single people have. Oh. You know, you can't expect to have a meet single people all the time just sitting in your house doing nothing. You got to go where single people are. And if you're open for a relationship, let your friends and associates know that, hey, guess what? I'm open for a relationship. So y'all know about any eligible bachelors or bachelorettes that's out there, let me know. I'm game, you know. That's good. And if you want to, hey, go on a dating site. That's thousands and thousands of people doing it that way. Go on a date and say, look at the profile. You ain't got to be ready to buy just because you're looking. Look at the people. See what people look like. Who would attract you? Who would you be attracted to? Read the profile and see if it makes sense to you and whether there's a match for you. Start doing that. And if you see somebody that you like, you want to do, go ahead and make the connection. But the main thing is that you are now opening yourself up to that idea, and you're letting your subconscious mind know that I am ready to move on. I am ready to move on. Because, see, when it comes down to relationship, beloved one, the biggest problem with attracting in relationships is that most of us are still living in old relationships. We are still living in those old relationships that we had all those problems in, and all those problems are still hanging on to our past. We are living that situation, and we're still so concerned about how somebody treated me wrong, how somebody misused you. And I know some of you have been misused and abused and shooken up and taken advantage of, but you cannot allow yourself to live there. Forgive that person. Move on so you can have a new life. Because you know what's going to happen? If you continue to hold on to that old connection that you have with that person, the universe still going to bring you somebody in your life because you're holding on to that old thought. But guess what? That new person they bring in your life going to bring you the same kind of person that you had in the other life. She's just going to come in a different form. She's just going to look a little bit different. It ain't going to be no different. They're going to still be in the same. They're going to be that same spirit, that same energy, because you still holding on to them old pains and hurts, and those old pains and hurts are so powerful that you are now attracting on the hurts and pain level. Other people that are hurting the pain, you attracting them kind of people, and they come in, they want to give you more hurt and pain, because that's what the universe thinks you wanted, because you're holding on to it. You know, oh, she likes pain. Oh, she loves hurt. So let's just give her some more. We're going to make her happy. We'll make him happy. You know, hey, ain't got to be no she. You know, it can be make him happy. Let him experience what it is that he thinks that he wants to have in his life. So be careful, beloved one. Cut it loose. Give it up. Let it go. Forgive it. Not unless you want more of it. And if you want more of it, then just keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going to get more of it, you know. It's going to show up. And don't be upset with nobody when it shows up the way that you don't want it to show up, because the universe gives you what you want and what you don't want equally. It don't separate itself out and say, hey, I know what you really want. This is part of it. I mean, once you're down on your subconscious level, beloved one, the universe gives you what you want. That's why so much of this crazy stuff still shows up in your life, because it's on the subconscious and it's still giving you the bad program. But it that's the way it operates. So, but it's up to you to change your program. Nobody's going to change your program for you but you. You are the one that have to do that. You're the one that have to make the difference in your life. So you have to do that, okay? But now, I say the last for best, okay? Because this is where I'm talking to my really spiritual conscious friends are, the ones who really understand and get this. They may understand. They still may have a little something going on in their subconscious, but they're doing the work. They're getting it, the affirmation, but yet they still haven't quite got to where they want to be. They want to understand, what do I need to do? I'm doing the affirmations and things ain't still, I mean, I'm getting some successes, but things still ain't showing up in the manner that I feel that I deserve it or the manner that I want it to show up, okay? Now, this is where we're talking to. Now, for some of you, you're going to miss this, and that's okay, because this is for people who are consciously open and consciously aware of what's going on, okay? Beloved ones, you are co-creators with God. You are co-creators with God. The Spirit of God lives in you. Matter of fact, I did a show a couple weeks ago. Your body is your temple. So you know that I told you that the Spirit of God lives in you. And when I say the Spirit of God lives in you, when God said, let us make them in our image of God, that Spirit, that is the image of God, that Spirit that lives in your physical temple. So, beloved ones, you have the Spirit of God living in that divine body of yours, okay? So, being that you have the Spirit of God, you have the divine right to call into existence that which you want, that's what you need, whatever you want it, and whenever you need it. You got a right to call it in. God gave you the right to call in what you need, to call it in when you want it. And the reason that a lot of us are not getting it is because we're not speaking with authority. We're not speaking with authority. See, the universe do not cater to wimps and complainers and baby whiners. The universe give what is needed for those who speak with authority. You see, beloved ones, you are children of God. And that means that you have the authority that has been ordained you through God in order to be able to get what you want, need what you do, to be able to heal, to bring forth and do the things you want to do. God has already gave you the power. Wake up. Up to who and whom you are. Stop sitting around wimping and going through life. Why life treating me this way? Why am I having such a hard time? Why is stuff showing up like that? It don't have to show up like that. It's only really showing up there because you're allowing it to show up. You have the power to change it. So what you going to do? You going to continue to sit around and wimp and cry and when you have the power to make a difference? You got the power, beloved one. You got the authority. That's what beloved Jesus did. You see, beloved Jesus and the other ascended masters as well, because beloved Jesus is not the only one that came here to make a difference. There's been other ascended masters too that have came through here and made a difference, okay? But Jesus understood the authority that he had in order to make a change. When Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead, he did not say, Lazarus, get up, Lazarus. I need you to wake up now. I need you to wake up. No, he said, I command and demand you to get up off there. I demand you to come back here and do what you need to do. I demand it. And when Jesus was doing his healing work, I command you to be able to see. I command you to be able to walk up. I command you to be able to move forward now in this new state of consciousness. I command and demand you to do this. I command it because he know he was speaking with the authority of God. If you know God has given you the authority to make a change, would you not use your authority? You know, would you not use your authority? Well, guess what? God has already given you the authority to make changes in your life and the changes of lives of other people around you. You just sitting there not realizing how powerful you are. You are powerful beings, beloved one. You are powerful. I often share with you a many times where I did the fire walk with Tony Robinson, and I walked on 2,000 degrees of hot coal, okay? And that was when that taught me that God has given you this magnificent mind, this powerful mind. We're only using 2 to 3%, 5 or 6% of it. So we need to wake up and understand we are so much more powerful. But if you sit around and complain and wonder and why and cry, then the universe going to give you more reasons to wonder, why, and cry. So if that's what you want, God bless you. But I want to talk to people. I want to talk to people who understand who they and whom they are. See, but in order to be able to get to the state where you can command and demand that the universe give you what you want, you have to understand that you and God are one. You know, I'm going to say that again. You have to get to the point in your life where you understand that you and God are one. When you get to that level, understand that you and God are one, and you will realize that you have the ability to command and demand with the operations of God's authority. With God's authority. You now have God's authority. We ain't talking about man's authority. Man's authority don't mean poop. When it comes down to God's authority, you can change and make things happen and make things move at a whole different level. And that's one thing that beloved Jesus realized when he came. Beloved Muhammad realized when he came. Beloved Krishna realized when he came. Beloved Buddha realized when he came. He realized that they had power. They came with authority to make changes. That's how they were able to affect the world and the world conditions, because they knew that they were operating out of the authority of God. And each one of us are operating on that same authority. We just don't realize it yet. We have not been taught that we have that kind of authority. We are still going through the baby stage of authority. I'm here to tell you, beloved one, because I'm in the waking up process as well. So wake up. It's a necessity to wake up so you and I and all of us can start doing what we need to do to make changes on this planet, because we can look around and see all the chaos going on, and we know that we need to be able to start standing up and start saying yes to righteousness and not be part of the wrong stuff that's going on. Okay, you can come here. You need to stand up and take over of your individual life so you, beloved ones, can continue to make a positive change on the planet. You can begin to do something to help people. You can do something. All of you got the ability to heal, to bring forth a new life, to be able to do things and to do things so much more powerful than you even have any clue that you have the power to do. Beloved one, I want you to understand that. I want you to realize that. Start saying, I am invincible and I am unstoppable. I am invincible and I am unstoppable. I am invincible and I am unstoppable. Till you begin to feel it down in the DNA and essence of your mind, where your whole body begins to shake and tremble, because you now understand that you are an invincible being and nothing can stop you, because you moving and operating in the authority of God, which have given you the authority to make a change. You ain't doing nothing wrong. There's no blasphemy. There's nothing. You just live it up to what it is that God came you to do. You have the authority to do this, beloved ones. You hear me? You have the authority. So begin to feel your state of invincibility. Know that you're invincible. Know that nothing can stand in your way. Know that no one can stop you from becoming that which you want to do. If they get in your way, just keep saying it. Hey, you'll find yourself rising above all the adversity and all those people who want to stand in your way of becoming what you want to do. I know you can, beloved one. I know you can. So that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to save this part for last, because those who have ears will hear it. Those who have ears will hear it. Those who have ears will hear it. And you will understand that what you need to do and how you need to do it. So for those who are ready to raise up, hey, don't forget, you ain't got to even worry about that stuff that's in yourself. If you're at the point in your life now where you recognize you and God are one, rise above it, beloved ones. Rise above it. Just go and do what you need to do. Hey, I need to show up like this way now. This is what I need to show up in my life now. This is how I want it now. I want divine intervention. I want divine justice. I want divine anything that you need in your life. Just start speaking in position and authority. You know, if things not going the way you want, I demand and command that the universe straighten this mess up, that it be done right, that it come forth in the manner that it should be, and that I do what I need to do. And then nothing stands in my way, because I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. And when you wear the word I am to anything, you're evoking the word of God. So that will take it right there. You say, I am unstoppable. That means I am invincible. That means the God in you is saying, nothing stands in my way. And nothing stands in my way means nothing stands in your way, because that same God is in you. So you are invincible and unstoppable, beloved one. I want you to buy into that. I want you to understand. I want you to accept that. I want you to put that in the essence of your mind. Let your mind become so filled with the I am presence of being invincible and being unstoppable that nothing stands in your way. You will find each and every day if you do it, your confidence will grow. Others will see in you what you're feeling, because they know that something has changed inside of you, because it will begin to come across now at a very more powerful rate. And people can see energy, they can feel it, they know you've changed, you know, they know that you're something different. So accept it. Allow it to come into your life. So whatever affirmation you use, I just like that one, but you can use whatever affirmation you use, but use something positive and daring, and something that's of its highest state and highest nature. You know what I'm saying? I even sometimes say, I am God, okay? I am God. I even use that one, you know what I mean? Because that is, you are God. You are the essence of God. Your soul is God, and there is no blasphemy in that, okay, at all, beloved ones. You are that. So stand up. Be tall. Don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody take nothing from you, because you got the authority. You are the authority. And you are the one that makes things come into your life. So I want to thank you again for showing up for another wonderful and marvelous show. I hope you enjoyed the show, because I enjoy doing it to you, you know. I enjoy bringing it to you. I enjoy bringing the word, because, like I said, when I bring you the word is filtered me too. Because sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say till Spirit starts using me and allowing it to flow through me in a manner that it flows through me. So I want you to get to that point where you know that you know that you know, and that you are that which you are. So, beloved one, I thank you so much for showing up. I want you to come back next week and bring somebody else, tell somebody else, call a friend, tell them. And one beautiful thing today, beloved, this show will be archived in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes after I get off the air. So if you want to call somebody and tell them, hey, you need to listen to what that brother just said, he came with a message today, then you can have them, and they can go in and listen to it whenever they want to listen to it. But like I said, I thank you, all the old ones, all the new people who came aboard today, and I hope I didn't frighten you, but I just want to tell you the truth. So if you keep tuning in, you'll begin to understand what it is. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. There's nothing here that can hurt you. There's the only thing here that can help you, beloved ones. So tune yourself in and allow yourself to be part of this community, this family. Allow yourself to be part of this family. Allow yourself to tune into this family. Allow yourself to be part of this family in a most magnificent and wonderful way. So we're going to get ready to close out now, but I want to have all of you to if you haven't been to my website, go back into theholisticministry.com. That's www.theholisticministry.com. Starts with an H. Holistic is with an H. You can go there, read the pages, and by all means, read my testimony. You will understand why I am saying the things that I said now based on what is it I have experienced as a soul, what has taken me through the trials and tribulations in my life, how God has blessed me and taken me through things and allowed me to still be here with you based on what is that, not to none of my doing, is because it was because of the grace of God and my praying mother and father, and my praying grandmother that kept me alive and kept me going. Yes, I was moving in a direction. I was still had some sense of awareness, but those entities that kept me going, it was God's love and grace. So thank you for coming. And if you go to the website and you want to leave a donation, that's good. It's all good. It's acceptable. But I tell everybody, hey, this show don't be stopping just because you give a dime, a nickel, quarter, okay? Because the universe is going to supply everything that I need in order to keep this show going, because I know that it is touching the hearts of some people out there who really, really need it. So we're going to get ready to close, and we're going to close with a prayer, because we know, understand that I open with a prayer and close with a prayer, because I know how important it is that we invite the Spirit in to do what it needs to do in order to do that. So let me just center myself for a minute, take a couple of deep breaths. Yeah. Can't you feel the Spirit of God working today, beloved ones? Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it in the air? Can't you feel it coming through the waves, coming through the radio? Can't you feel the energy? Don't you feel it? Yes, I know you do, because I'm feeling it right here. It's on fire, too. I can tell you that. Beloved, mighty I Am Presence, I give gratitude and I give thanks for this most wonderful and high-energy day that you have allowed me to be able to share with these beautiful souls, and that you have allowed them to be here to be able to hear this word and hear the energy that came through, that you allowed me to speak out of my mouth. That God, I know it is not from my doing, but it's your divine will and your divine wording and your divine energy that flows through me, that gives me the ability and the power to be able to deliver your word, and to be able to hear, for those who have ears to hear it, to be able to hear the word. And not only will they hear the word, that they will become doers of the word. They will not only listen to this program, but they will begin to shift and change their lives. God, I pray for shifting and changing of those who are listening. Shift, give them ability. Let them know that what they hear is the truth, and that they now need to act on the truth and begin to move now in the energy and the space that they have, be aware, they're conscious of, that they are now opening up, the doors are now opening up for them to be able to move into this high frequency. This is high frequency, God, and they were letting us understand that who we are. You are sharing with us. You have shared with us today the authority that we have. We no longer have to sit around and wait for handouts. We no longer have to sit around and wonder how we're going to make it here, how we're going to do that. Why is this, what that? Because, God, you have told us that we have the authority to wake up the dead, to do whatever it is we need to do. We have the authority to change our lives. We have the authority to bring healing to our bodies. We have the authority to change our financial situation. We have authority to change our relationship. We have authority to help other people. We have authority to heal other people. We have the authority now because you have put that authority inside of us, God, and we are living now knowing that your authority is inside of us, and we are operating out of that space and place, knowing that we are those special beings, knowing that we are co-creators with you, God, and that you are lighting up. So, God, I'm asking you to put each one of these beloved listeners in your white light of protection. Put it from the star from the crown of their heads. Allow it to go down through the crown. Allow that white light of healing and energy and electrifying healing power to go into their chest area, going into the stomach, and going down to perimeters of their leg. Allow it to clarify and purify everything that is not of pure state. Allow it to come back to its pure state of form, and that it will begin to be that powerful being that you have allowed to be inside of them. I thank you, God. I am so, so, so grateful for this day. For I know that you have visited this place today. I feel your power, and I feel the love, and I feel the energy. Thank you, God. Thank you, and I thank you for these beloved ones. Beloved ones, thank you so much for showing up. Thank you. I do appreciate you and I do love you. And so it is. Have a most wonderful and positive day. Bye-bye.